Matt Greenwood back with you on KGF Sports Talk. Just got a chance to speak to Mark Moore of Hillsborough Boys Soccer and that record-setting goal this past weekend against Battle High School, of course now owning the Hillsborough High School record for most goals scored in a career. And now we're joined by a young lady that represents the DeSoto Softball Dragons. Her name is Kristen Keith, and she's going to Missouri Baptist. She did sign, and will be playing at MoBAP in St. Louis. So a big deal for her and a big deal for us to be able to speak to her today. And Kristen, first off, I just want to say congratulations and kind of what's it been like the last week or so knowing that you're going to MoBAP?
Thanks. And I'm really ready. Like, I'm excited. It's going to be, it's a good opportunity.
You're right. It is a great opportunity. A lot of kids get into athletics in high school because they want to get that scholarship and, you know, at least have some, if not all, of college paid for. As far as this goes, what have been the conversations with the MoBAP coach about the scholarship and the amount and all that stuff?
So he's super nice. Like, he's very easy to talk to, and he honestly just said, I'm going to offer you this much, and if you're staying on campus, then I'm going to give you, like, a couple more. And I don't know, he just kind of gave me, like, a set scholarship and said, this is how much I'm offering you, and I said, okay, well, and then I thought about it, and then I texted him back and was like, hey, I'd like to accept that, you know, that sounds like a really good offer, and I'm excited to be a Spartan next year, so.
Why don't you describe for us kind of when the initial conversation started with MoBAP and kind of how things played out? Obviously it worked out because you're going to be going there next year, but yeah, just kind of take us from the beginning up to last week when you signed.
Okay, so for the past 4 years I've been playing summer ball for the St. Louis Pirates, and my head coaches, Coach Peyton and Coach Darian, they both played at MoBAP, and Coach Darian actually works at Fonfon right now, and Coach Peyton is going to be the assistant coach next year. And I didn't know that. I just found that out. But they were the two that kind of were like, hey, Coach Messerbrooks, you should text him. And he seems really interested in you. And you should start emailing him and letting him know when we play so he can come to your games. And so then he would, and I talked to him. And, I mean, getting college coaches to come to your games is probably the hardest part of, like, the recruiting process, because you always have to be, like, bothering them. Like, you have to email them. And, like, you have to remind them, like, every single day. You're like, hey, I play this weekend. Hey, I play here this weekend. So, like, sending those emails out is probably, like, the hardest part to, like, remember. And then you also have to make each email, like, individual. Like, you have to say something different about each one. Like, you can't just send, like, the same email to 15 different coaches. And
right.
Because they'll be like, oh, like, this is kind of generic. This is basic. Like, yeah. So that's kind of how I figured out about MoBAP.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
We've been addressing the MoBAP coach as he. Why don't we introduce who he is?
Coach Messerbrooks. He's actually, he's been coaching there for, I don't know how long he said, I forgot.
Quite a while, though?
Yeah, he's been coaching there for quite a while. I don't really know how to explain it. He's super nice.
Yeah, no, that's good. Obviously, that was an attraction for you. As far as academics go and the campus itself, that sort of thing, what did you like about those certain aspects?
The campus, it's a beautiful campus, and it's only an hour and, like, 15 minutes from my house, which is good because I can come home whenever I want to. And the academics, so I wanted to study elementary and special needs education. So pretty much all colleges have, like, an education program degree and stuff. So it's pretty easy to find, like, a school that has what I want to study. But I heard that MoBAP has a pretty good education, like, program, and teachers, all the teachers are super nice, and the class size is really small. So, like, they get to actually know you and, like, know your name, compared to, like, you know, 400 kids in the class.
As far as DeSoto is concerned, obviously you've been a part of this community for, I'm assuming, your entire life, but Chris Wolick is your head coach. You've had a lot of players, a lot of teammates that you've played with. What part of the DeSoto experience do you feel like has prepared you for what's ahead in college?
So softball-wise, at DeSoto, I kind of learned that, like, no matter, like, what position you play, like, you think that you play, whenever you come to high school ball, you gotta be able to be, like, a round player. Like, you gotta be open to new ideas, because you're gonna need, you know, for instance, like, I play outfield, but this year we really needed a pitcher, so you're gonna have to budge a little and be the pitcher. Or it's just, you gotta learn how to, like, come in saying, like, I'm gonna play anywhere, wherever the team needs me, what's best for the team, how to make us, like, the most successful. And with school, I don't know, the teachers just kind of, they've taught me to always do, like, always get my work done, and even if it is due, like, a week later, to, like, work on it and not procrastinate, because I'm a good procrastinator. And so I've learned to get my work done on time and not put it off till the last minute, like the last night before it's due.
As far as Chris Wolick is concerned, I know you, you've had him for the last couple of years. What's his impact been on you?
So Coach Wolick, he loves the game, and it's obvious. Like, you can tell that every day we step out on that field, and he's ecstatic. He's ready to be there. And, I mean, he kind of brings, like, the energy, and he always is trying to, like, he always talks us up, and he always puts us under his wing. He treats us like we're his kids, and he just loves the game of softball. And I don't know, I think he just brings, like, the love for the game to everyone else, because you can just tell that he wants to be there. And that's all you want in a coach, is someone who wants to be there and wants to make you better and wants to, like, put their time in and work hard with you. So.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I've dealt with him quite a few times, and I get the very same sense that you do about how he treats everyone like you're his own daughter, sort of thing. So. I totally get it. And you know what? That's nice. And I'm sure you sort of feel that presence at Missouri Baptist too, don't you, with that coach?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, you did mention you were called upon to do some pitching this year. But as far as Missouri Baptist is concerned, is it for outfield or is it for pitching or a little bit of both? Have you had that conversation?
I'm going to play wherever he needs me. So MoBap has a JV and a varsity team. And the way Coach Master Brooks is talking about it is your talent determines where you play. So, you know, if you're needed to play outfield in a varsity game, then he'll bring you up. And if I'm needed to pitch, then I can pitch. Like, I'll just do whatever he needs me to do.
All right. Good attitude. I know he'll like that for sure. maybe even one of the reasons why he offered you the scholarship.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll wrap this up here, Kristen, with this for you. Obviously, last week was your signing for continuing your softball career at Missouri Baptist. As far as who was with you during that signing, can you tell us who that was and their involvement in your life and preparing you for what's ahead?
Okay, so my dad came to my signing, and he's the one who has got me into softball. I've been playing probably my whole life. I've been playing since I was really little. I played T-ball. And he always has worked with me on hitting. And he's, you know, one of those people that says, you did good, but you could have done this better. And so then my mom, she was also there. And I don't know, I couldn't tell you how many hours she's sat at a ball field for me. And it's, I mean, we've traveled. I mean, it's an every weekend thing. And I don't know, she's just really helped me. And I appreciate her a lot. And then behind me was Mr. Deaton. He's our AD. He's been there too. And then we have Coach Elam. She just came this year, but she's already made such a huge impact on my life. She's probably all, like, she's a nice coach. She's always been there for us, and she'll do, like, whatever we need her to do. And then we have Coach Wolick, who, of course, you know, he's always been there for us too. So, but like my major influence with, you know, going to MoBap and stuff was probably with Coach Payton, Coach Jaren. Cause I don't know, summer ball is my favorite pretty much. And they've kind of pushed me to get better and work harder and to send out the emails and get recruited. And so, and they know how like the whole recruiting like system process works. So.
Well, very cool. Well, it sounds like a healthy group, a good group. Not just support for you, but encouragement and obviously with the recruiting process, those two coaches helping you out as well. So, yeah, it's I guess as you look ahead to college, you're probably thinking, oh man, this is fantastic. I can't wait. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, Kristen, appreciate the time today for sure. Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations once again on signing at Missouri Baptist, and we hope you are able to finish out your senior softball season the way you want to.
Thank you.
All right, again, that is Kristen Keith, softball player for DeSoto, that has signed her letter of intent to play softball next year as a freshman at Missouri Baptist, as she joined us today on KJF Sports Talk.